News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
I'm Tom King, WSAU News. In his weekly address, President Obama says that keeping the economy growing and creating good jobs will require Washington to end its cycle of manufactured crises. President says he's glad to hear the Republican leader in the Senate say that they won't pursue another government shutdown or threaten another default on the country's debt. He emphasizes that instead of injuring ourselves, we should be investing in ourselves. He notes a way to accomplish that is through the budget that Congress began working on this week. More from the Transportation Safety Administration shooting at L.A. International Airport. We get more on that from Jessica Rosenthal.
Airport police opened fire on 23-year-old Paul Ciancia, injuring him after he took out an assault rifle and started shooting in Terminal 3. He moved past the security screening area and kept shooting, killing a TSA agent, wounding another. Several others were hurt, too, as they tried to duck.
He is a U.S. citizen. Was formerly a resident of New Jersey.
But FBI special agent in charge here, David Bowditch, would not say if they're in touch with police in Jersey about a suicidal text Ciancia reportedly sent a relative. There is a report that a note he had on him indicated he was angry with TSA and police. After officers injured Ciancia, they were able to take him into custody. At LAX, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The dead TSA agent was identified as Gerardo Hernandez. He is the first to be killed in the line of duty. Charlie Crist says he plans to run for governor of Florida again, but this time as a Democrat. He filed paperwork to run next year and will announce his plans at an event on Monday. Closer to home, wildlife biologists confirm a second case of chronic wasting disease in a deer in Portage County. Department of Natural Resources wildlife supervisor Chris Johansson says the second deer was taken by a bow hunter in southeast Portage County, which is in a different part of the county. The most recent case was found northwest of Almond October 6th. The DNR is asking hunters to have head and lymph node samples from adult deer harvested within the focus areas removed for testing. A man already in prison for drug charges still has to face a judge and jury for related charges. Over 2 years after a Cronenwetter man died of a drug overdose, the Illinois man who supplied the drugs has a new trial date set. 27-year-old Tyshawn Meeks is accused of supplying the heroin which killed Justin Selves back in August of 2011. Meeks has already entered no contest pleas for drug trafficking, but the charge of first-degree reckless homicide by delivering drugs is going to be going to trial. There have been several delays, but the new trial dates have been set now for June 16th through the 20th of next year. Low-income Wisconsinites lose about $89 million in food stamp benefits after a federal stimulus grant for the program expired yesterday. House Democrat Mark Pocan of Madison has co-sponsored a bill to continue the present level of benefits, which were cut for an estimated 861,000 Wisconsin residents. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee man will spend 5 years in prison for filing false liens against a number of criminal justice personnel. 35-year-old Cornelius Hill was originally charged with a dozen felony counts of criminal title slander. The state Justice Department said yesterday that Hill was sentenced in Dane County to 5 years in prison plus 5 years of extended supervision. Wisconsin taxpayers have spent over $2 million on a redistricting battle, which apparently gives people a better chance of being represented by Republicans over the next decade. The GOP majority in both houses had control over the redrawing of legislative and congressional districts, which happens every 10 years. The Journal Sentinel said the price tag recently rose by $200,000 to go over $2 million. The paper said the latest bills included a criminal defense lawyer for a state capital aid. Also, remember to fall back tonight. Daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m., and you're reminded to turn your clocks back 1 hour before going to bed. Those out partying will have an extra hour to revel, but most of us will be enjoying an extra hour of sleep. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.